For WKU Public Radio, I'm Barbara Deeb. Loneliness in older adults can lead to serious health problems. This is especially an issue in rural America, where seniors may be more isolated. Lisa Gillespie from member station WFPL has more.
It's lunchtime at the local senior center, which is right down the street from a 1950s-era movie theater and flower shop. A band is wrapping up their last set. There are tables set for jigsaw puzzles and another for card games. This is where 83-year-old Glenn Emerson is sitting, playing the card game Rummy with his friends.
Gene's been here from the beginning.
The senior center is a big part of his life. He comes here just about every day to socialize and eat a low-cost meal. Emerson is a gregarious character, but he wasn't always this way. In 2003, his wife of 42 years died.
I had a couple of bad years after I lost my wife. It was kind of bad, you know. Yeah, I got depressed and lost weight.
It was around that time he started going to the senior center and met his current girlfriend.
Did you imagine that you were going to have a girlfriend again?
No, not for the first couple of years. I wasn't too much interested. And then, after I got to feeling better, the women started looking good again.
Tommy Allen, the director of the senior center, says these kinds of matches happen all the time.
They hear about someone that might be here, and they'll come and strike up a conversation, and the next thing you know, they'll start a little romance. It happens a lot.
The centers are places for socialization, protecting people from loneliness. And loneliness can lead an older adult on a rapid path of physical and mental deterioration.
There's kind of this statistic out there now that being lonely, it's as much of a risk factor as smoking 15 cigarettes a day in terms of mortality.
That's Melissa Cannon, who teaches and researches aging at Western Oregon University.
Our rural communities are aging, and a lot of families have kind of left behind their older loved ones.
That means more older people living alone, which can lead to sharp cognitive decline. They might forget to take medication, forget to eat, and give up other activities that keep them healthy. Greg Powell sees this firsthand in his work as a minister at local Mount Olive Christian Church.
There's people that I go see, they want to visit that bad that they'll walk out the door and walk you all the way to the car. That's how much that they want to visit. So that's lonely. That's a picture of loneliness.
So you'd think people would be flocking to the senior center. But director Tommy Allen says enrollment is declining. That's in part because of the nature of the senior center. Eventually, members will die.
By the end of the day, we will have buried two of our seniors.
That's coupled with a reluctance from baby boomers who don't think senior centers are for them.
We offer different activities to try to reach different interests. But so many people anymore, they don't want to come because they're not a senior. And they think this is a place for old people.
Cannon at Western Oregon University says dwindling membership at these centers is a nationwide problem.
And that's been creating some challenges for them. It's hard for them to justify getting more funding from the government when their numbers are decreasing. But at the same time, they're still serving a population that very much needs them to exist.
In rural Kentucky, where rates of chronic illnesses are among the highest in the country, these centers can be a literal lifesaver. It has been for Emerson, who retired in his 60s. He remembers some advice he got from a coworker before retiring.
She said, are we going to retire, Glenn? I said, yeah. She said, well, let me tell you something. She said, don't go home and get on the couch and die. So I didn't. So I've been moving.
Yeah.
I've been moving ever since, 21 years.
I'm Lisa Gillespie in Louisville.